Welcome to Resiliency Radio with Rick Allen and Lauren Monroe. Interactive radio to empower, educate, and inspire during difficult times. Featuring live interviews with celebrity guests and cutting-edge professionals working in the fields of health, wholeness, and resiliency. This program is brought to you by the Raven Drum Foundation's Veteran Resiliency Project and is dedicated to all our military and their families. For more information, visit us on the web at www.ravendrumfoundation.org. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Resiliency Radio. On today's show, we're talking about subtle energy healing and rhythm therapy. I'm Laura Monroe, here with my dazzling co-host, Rick Allen.
Oh, hello, everyone.
Fantastic.
Brilliant. Enough. Thank you. What a wonderful welcome.
We actually do have a live audience today.
We do?
Live in the studio. They're very excited.
They sound like it. The sound of silence. Fantastic. Hello, Olo.
Hello, Olo.
No, that's Hawaiian.
Hello, all.
This is a really special show tonight. I think the topic of subtle energy is really fitting. It's actually something that I've experienced myself. I didn't really know what subtle energy was until I experienced it firsthand. And after my accident, I started to think about the loss of my arm. And one of the things that came up was, if my arm is missing, does that mean the energy is missing? The energy is missing. Another way to put it would be, if my entire body was missing, does that mean that I don't exist anymore?
Well, why did you ask that question? Did you feel something there after you lost your arm?
Yes, I did. I did. It was the most incredible experience. I'll go into that story a little later, but I actually experienced my arm in its entirety in energetic form, almost like static electricity.
Right.
And it was actually there in physical form. I could actually pass my hand through it.
But you couldn't see it.
But I couldn't see it.
Right.
So that raised the question, well, if I was gone, if the whole person is gone, does that mean that the energy of that person doesn't exist?
Right. Yeah. Well, I think everybody thinks about that in some shape or form. And for all of you listening at home, when we talk about subtle energy, it's something that, even though if you're not really sure what it is, we've all experienced it in some way. You know, when we're teaching within our Raven Drum work, we explain subtle energy as that feeling that you have when you walk into a room, when you get a vibe.
Right.
That's one way we experience it, because we're all giving off subtle energy. We communicate through that subtle energy on a regular basis with each other without any words at all.
Right.
So subtle energy is used in our common communication on a daily basis, and some of us pick it up more readily than others.
Right.
But it's there constantly in every living thing,
not just
human beings.
Another one would be to walk into a classroom full of kids, and they're all having a really fun time. You immediately start to smile. You immediately start to pick up on the joy that's in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another way that we actually use subtle energy or receive it.
And it can be without sound as well, without any words at all. Like, you walk into a room and you're like, wow, something heavy is going on in there. There's a heavy feeling. I don't know what it is.
Right.
But we're reading, we're relating to the energy in the room. And so it's a wonderful topic to talk about, on how we can build our resiliency just by shifting our awareness, understanding how that subtle energy can help heal us and give us just more tools that we can use on a regular basis. So, energy, if you want to describe it, is can be like the wind. I was talking to a fellow therapist the other day, and she described subtle energy like the wind. You can't see it, and you can't you really perceive it, except, it's there. You feel it. It's a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're working with energy, that's a wonderful image, I thought she said.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And it is. It's very subtle in that way. It just sort of blows over your body, and it's nothing you can really explain as you're experiencing it. It's more like a subtle feeling that comes over you.
Mm-hmm. And that's really interesting, because now science is being able to explain what subtle energy is. Actually, they are confirming that there is a biosphere, an energy body around the physical body of human beings, where before they said it didn't exist. Now, there are many modalities of healing that is under the umbrella of energy medicine or energy work that some of you may have heard of, one being healing touch, Reiki, also acupuncture and homeopathy. They're all under the umbrella of energy medicine, subtle energy healing work. And they're becoming very well known, and they're very effective for healing physical, emotional, and spiritual ailments. And people are going for acupuncture like you did,
yeah,
for your shoulder.
Yeah.
And also for allergies. There's many tests showing about acupuncture being tremendously effective on allergies and pain and chronic pain, among other things, too.
Well, I've been for acupuncture. I mean, how does it actually work? Do you have any knowledge of how that actually works? Why is it that they can stick, you know, pins in me in one part of my body and another part of my body feels better?
Right. Well, I'm not an acupuncturist, but I do know a little bit about energy medicine. When we work with the energy field of a person, when they're working with acupuncture, they go through meridians of the body, and they work with specific points on the body that correlate with the organs, the nervous system, the endocrine system, and there's specific pathways that are very ancient in their knowledge of this, that help the actual physical body, and as well as the emotional and spiritual.
So almost like the nervous system, they like energetic pathways?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the other things I wanted to talk about today is the actual hands-on energy work, or hands-off energy work as well. One of the things that we do use in our work with Raven Drum is teaching people self-care and how they're able to treat themselves by using different techniques of energy, and that could be guided imagery, meditation, also breathing with intention. When we have an intent, we're using not only our thoughts, but we're also guiding our subtle energy, which is very, very powerful. Also doing off the body and hands on the body, doing healing touch work on yourself. And that's just bringing the awareness to your subtle energy body and focusing your intention on that area. So it could be on the heart, on the abdomen, on a pain. If you have a pain in your body and your back, is bring your awareness to that area and breathing into it and being aware of that subtle energy that exists there.
Right.
Now, there's an exercise that people do that I do when I'm teaching, and we've done it together too. Even though you're missing an arm, you can still feel it. Remember that when you bring your hands together and you create some friction?
Yeah.
And then you slowly bring your hands apart so that you're able to feel the sense of static energy,
right,
subtle energy. And that's what exists all around us in many different levels, many different frequencies. And it's a very profound way to immediately sense that there is something there.
Right.
You know. So it's a profound way of healing, and we're really happy to talk about it today.
Do you want me to share that story of when I was in the hospital? My father?
I think that's a really amazing story. And when you told it to me the first time, I was pretty floored about how instantaneous you could experience that.
Well, it took about, I'd say, a week and a half to 2 weeks before I really came around, you know, after they reattached my arm, and then the infection set in, and then they had to remove it. So after a couple of weeks, I started to become aware of what was going on around me, and, you know, the family, the guys in the band, people were visiting me on a regular basis, and now I was starting to interact with people. And I remember one particular time when I was alone with my dad in the hospital room, And I just said to my dad, I said, Dad, because this had really been, it had been bothering me. I thought, well, maybe it's the medication that I'm taking.
Right.
And you know, my whole perception is off. But I said, Dad, reach out and touch my hand where you think it is. And he's like, why? I said, just, you know, I'm just curious. Because
Where your left hand would have been.
Right? Where my left hand would have been. And he's like, well, why? I said, I'm just curious because I've been going through this experience. And he said, okay. So he reached out. And as he touched my hand, my left hand, he kind of reeled back. He went, whoa, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's what I've been experiencing. I'm experiencing my entire arm, but it's not actually there. I can't actually see it.
Right.
But I can sense it, and I can actually feel it in some sort of physical form. So then, you know, obviously he was shocked. But then when we started to get used to the idea that well, this is actually happening now. We're not imagining this.
Right.
I said, I can't really control my arm that well. But I said, what I want you to do is just kind of get down a little bit, and I want to try and pass my hand through your head.
Your energy hand, your energy arm.
My energy arm.
Not your physical arm.
No, exactly. My left arm. So he said, okay. So then I sort of passed my hand through his head. And as I did so, all his hair, well, what's left of it, stood up on end.
Oh, my God.
It completely just stood up on end.
Like static electricity.
Like static electricity.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I use the term static electricity. Mm-hmm. I can't necessarily explain exactly what it is. So this went on for, I'd say, another week, a week and a half after I first discovered it. And it was great to actually share it with another person, especially my dad.
Yeah.
Because we both knew that we experienced that, and I've asked him several times since that event, you know, Dad, did that really happen? And he's like, yeah, it did. It did. But then I think what happens is the energy can't be sustained outside of the physical body that far. So what started to happen was that physical presence started to shrink back into my body. And nowadays, what I feel is what they call phantom limb or phantom nerve. So I always feel the presence of my entire arm. It's just that it's really close to my body.
Right.
And it's really strange sometimes because I'll get an itch on my wrist and I want to itch it, or I get an itch on my elbow or something.
Right.
And I want to get rid of it, you know. And it's so frustrating because you can't actually physically get rid of it in the normal way, you know, if the physical thing was there. You just kind of have to sit and just wait until it subsides. So it's very real, you know. It's and it's something that people that have gone through any kind of you know, trauma,
amputation,
they go through, because that part of the brain exists.
And I think having an awareness about this subtle energy when you have phantom limb pain can be a really big help. Some of the subtle energy techniques that are used for chronic pain can be a great asset in dealing with it and helping it subside. And acupuncture is one of them, and healing touch is also one of them. I just spoke to a new friend of mine. She's a nurse practitioner, and she's also a researcher and scientist, specifically in the field of physics. And she works for Healing Touch. And she does a lot of their research for them. And her name is Kathy Late.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me she moved into the field of healing touch and energy medicine with a bit of skepticism being a nurse. And as she did some research, as she had the experiences of healing touch, she really began to see how powerful it was. And she shared one story with me that I'm going to share with you. One of the first patients that she worked with as a practitioner of healing touch was a man that came in and he had an amputation on his leg. And throughout the session, she kept feeling like his leg that wasn't there was bent up behind him. And so just intuitively, she started working on the energy leg and unbending it, and until she felt like he was in alignment again. And she said after that session, towards the end, there's tears coming out of his eyes, and he said, "Thank you so much. I can't believe what you just did." And she said, what were you feeling? And he said, "I've always felt my leg has been bent up underneath me, and I've been sitting on it for all these years, and I could not get that feeling away from me, and you just did it. You just changed it."
You just brought something to my attention. My left hand, the hand that isn't there, is it's almost scrunched up like a fist. And what it brings to me is that I was holding on to the steering wheel of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the last inputs was, you know, the very last thing that I felt, the last message that went to my brain, mm-hmm. was holding on to the wheel.
Tightly, yeah.
And a lot of my pain is associated with that position of my hand.
Right.
You know, if it's cold weather, certain weather conditions don't help it at all. But honestly, I think that kind of work for me would really help. It would be wonderful to be able to straighten out my fingers and mm-hmm. and get rid of this feeling of, you know, it's almost like a cramp.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's like I'm holding on so tightly, and that's the pain I mm-hmm. feel.
Well, neurologically as well as psychically and spiritually and emotionally, just going back to that moment of impact, even if you don't remember it, but you have a feeling like you don't remember that last moment.
Right.
But you know that's what your body's remembering that. It would be wonderful to do that. And I think we should do that. And we should get back to everybody on how that works.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
But I wanted to just go into one other story about healing touch and energy work in a group, because when we do the work with Raven Drum, it's not a hands-on work, but we do things as a group where people can work on themselves. And one of your first experiences with group healing was with us at the Boulder College of Massage Therapy, and I think that story is really beautiful.
Yeah, I went to visit Lauren. She was teaching an energy medicine class at the Boulder College of Massage, and I became a volunteer. I'm not quite sure how that happened, but I was volunteered, or I volunteered, one of the two. But I'm really glad that I did. And I laid on the table and closed my eyes, and Lauren guided everybody in the class.
Yeah, what we were working on, and I was a teacher of massage therapy and at the Boulder College of Massage in Boulder, in Colorado. And I was teaching my students how to perceive subtle energy and how to work with it while giving a massage, which when you're working deep tissue or Swedish, you're really manipulating the muscle tissue. But at the same time, all this subtle energy and information is being communicated and how to work with it.
And your intention,
right.
Everything, yeah.
So I was working with them on focusing their intent and perceiving subtle energy. And so when Rick was there, he automatically was a volunteer because they were able to really perceive the subtle energy around the limb that was missing. And it was a wonderful gift for them to be able to give to him. And so just to give people a little background on that. Yeah.
No, it was great. And you suggested before about that subtle sort of almost like a breeze or a wind mm-hmm. coming over, I felt that come over my body, even though I couldn't see, you know, my eyes were closed. I couldn't see what people were doing. But I could perceive that there was something good was happening. Mm-hmm. Something good was happening to me, and again, it was very subtle. And then I just remember, big tears sort of rolling down my cheeks because of the amount of, I can say it. I felt, you know, a lot of love coming from the people that were working,
mm-hmm.
and also they just wanted me to feel better.
Yeah.
They just wanted me to heal. Whatever it was, whatever intent people had, I was experiencing that through, you know, their hands and whatever energy they were sending out, whatever their intention was, I was definitely feeling it. So
I think it was really emotional for everybody there.
And it was the first time that I'd really experienced it, apart from the story that I told you that happened in the hospital. This was the first time that I'd really experienced it in a more controlled setting.
Right.
You know,
right.
So it's
using
very special.
Intention, and
yeah.
I think that's the important part. Now, I know there may be some of you that are listening and thinking this is just crazy stuff, but this is very scientific-based. And, you know, today our science is making enormous strides in seeing and researching it and confirming the impact of subtle energy, not only on the human being, but also on all living things. And, you know, this research is beyond quantum physics, and it really points us in the direction of profound correlations in neuroscience, spiritual theories, and time and space. It's mind-blowing. It really is. And, you know, the whole aspect of not even being in a room with someone and be able to have an effect on them psychologically, spiritually, emotionally, energetically, physically, is very real.
Long distance.
It's very real. So we're really excited to also give you that experience tonight and what we're doing with all of you.
Fantastic. One of the ways we bring this information, obviously, is through our drum circles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the most obvious way that we can really bring that to people. And you really do feel it when you're in a large group like that. When we all work and we all have the same intention, we're all suggesting the same pain or the same joy, you can really feel it. It's tangible. It's in the air.
Well, that's how rhythm can be a therapy, because the subtle energy component of it. And when we guide our intention, when we're all drumming together, we really can pinpoint where we want to reach and where we want to heal within one another. And so that's what we're going to do today. And but let's talk a little bit about rhythm before we start drumming with everyone, because it's the source of our foundation. That's where we started from, as far as the Veterans Resiliency Program is built around, you know, the drumming as well as energy medicine. And let's talk about that.
I think drumming itself is such an ancient form. If you think about it, the first rhythm we ever heard, all of us, was our mother's heartbeat. And that is something that we all have in common. You can't say, well, I never heard that, or I never felt that,
right?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one of the things that, I think that's why drumming is so special in a group like
mm-hmm.
that, because it really, it automatically breaks down all the barriers, and we immediately come to a place of oneness.
Right.
You know?
And it does respond, our nervous system responds to rhythm. You know, when you get a puppy, if any of you out there ever had a puppy and you brought it home at a very early age, you put it in a little bed and you put an alarm clock next to it, or a little clock, so it hears the ticking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's soothing to them, because it's like their mother's heartbeat. And I think when we start playing drums together, there's something in us that responds to that rhythm.
I think so. I mean, going back to, you know, such an ancient form, I think aside from, guttural sounds or hand claps or natural percussion instruments that you would find, just laying around, like a pair of twigs or hitting a stick on a tree. I'm sure that was the beginning of communication, and then out of that kind of communication, probably came movement and dance,
mm-hmm.
and then language as we know it, and you know, some sort of ritual. It seems to make sense to me that drumming really unites all of us. I think every culture around the world, you don't have to dig too deeply to find a drumming history.
Yeah, and even in my own culture of Italian, my Italian culture, I found that my ancestry, they were playing drums. The women especially were playing tambourines in very ancient times. And even before that, no matter what heritage you're from, you know, people were sitting around a fire and communicating through rhythm, you know, in very ancient times. So,
is that why pizzas are the same shape as tambourines?
Probably.
Fantastic.
Probably.
I love it. I love it.
So one of the other things I want to bring up in regards to rhythm, and that we all can pay attention to and think back in our own experiences, is the idea of bioentrainment. Now, bioentrainment is when there's a dominant frequency and when another frequency resonates with it, so they both become one. Now, when we stand in front of the ocean and our frequency, say, is stressed out, we're driving, we're in traffic, we had a bad day at work, we drive past the ocean, we decide to pull over and stand by the ocean for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and we feel better.
Yeah.
That is our own biosphere, our emotional energy as well, resonating with the ocean's dominant frequency. And that's what happens when we're drumming together and when we set an intention in a group and someone comes in, maybe, you know, you're feeling badly and you walk into a group that has the intention of a higher frequency of feeling better, and you'll leave feeling better. And it's amazing. It's a scientific, you know, exploration of what we're talking about.
So really, dominant frequency is a wonderful way to describe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a certain note or a certain frequency that is bigger and louder than the frequency that you initially put out.
It doesn't necessarily have to be louder.
Right.
Because nature, you know, the ocean may not be louder than your thoughts in your head.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we all know that.
Right. But it's power. It's the generation of its own authentic power.
Yeah.
That's going to be the, you know, it's going to be the thing that distinguishes it as being the dominant frequency.
I've suggested that to a few people that I work with, a few people that have experienced just trauma, or, you know, they might be going through a particularly hard time. And one of the things, or two of the things that I suggest, is the first that you just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
standing in front of an ocean,
mm-hmm.
and then the other one is in a forest or in a really beautiful outdoor setting. And every time they come back to me and tell me what it was like,
mm-hmm.
they say, you know what, that's all I needed to do was just get out and just do it.
Right.
And I felt better.
Right. Well, now those of you who are listening, when you go outside and you do this, you have an awareness of your own energetic being, your energetic body also resonating with that that's going on outside. Because when we have more of an awareness, it has a greater impact. It definitely does.
Right.
So just knowing that I'm going to go outside, I'm going to look at the sky, even if you live in an inner city.
Right.
You know, and you just hook your eyes up to that one star,
yeah.
and you take some deep breaths, and you align yourself, it can have a major impact.
So what you're talking about is being in the moment with what it is that you're either looking at or you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm. As best you can, because that takes practice. It really does.
Yeah, it does, because, mm-hmm. as you know, you can stand in front of an ocean, or you can do all these things, and if the thoughts in your head are totally dominant and you continue to focus on those thoughts, that's going to become the dominant thing.
Right.
Yeah. So I see.
So your intention can make a big difference.
Right.
To that experience. And we're going to be using intention tonight. When we drum, we're going to be drumming with all of you at home. So, you know, whether you've created an instrument for yourself, if you didn't have a drum, it's okay. You can create something. I don't know if any of you listened to our video message, but you can create an instrument out of home appliances.
I mean, anything you've got lying around, like, you know, we suggested, you know, a box of rice, or, you know, we're saying over the Easter period, the plastic eggs, you know, the ones that you can pull apart, and, you know, you could put either stones or beads or rice, and they make fantastic shakers. I've even used them on, you know, recordings, so, you know, I'm sure people can find something to play.
A box of pasta. Macaroni and cheese.
There you go.
Too.
Yeah, and the fantastic thing is you can play it and then you go cook it up on the stove.
Right. Yeah.
So
basically, what we want you to do before we get started, and we are going to take a break, so you have some time to set up, is just make sure you have you're in a comfortable chair, or on the floor sitting in a comfortable way, and be in a quiet room. So there's no interruptions for 10 minutes. That means no cell phones, and you know, try to be away from the phone ringing or anything like that. Bring your drum or your percussion instrument of choice. And if you don't want a drum at all, you can just be present, but follow along with the guided imagery that we're going to be leading you through, because it'll give you the benefit of the work. You'll be able to follow with us and receive some of the healing benefits. So we are going to take a 5-minute break.
Yeah, we're going to take a 5-minute break, so everyone set themselves up. And when we get back, we'll drum together and then take some of your calls. Are we doing some sort of magic sack deal?
Oh, yeah, we are. We do have a prize tonight for those of you who have signed up as friends. You'll be included in a chance to win. It's a Oneness Chant CD, which is, we don't offer those. We only have a few. They're not for sale. There's downloads available online, but this is an actual CD, and we'll be signing it for people. So whoever wins, we hope you enjoy it, and we'll be announcing the winner after our phone calls with all of you. So we'll be back in 5.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Get ready to drum.
Fantastic. Thanks.
Welcome back to Resiliency Radio. We're here, ready to drum.
Yeah, I'm here. We've got our studio audience. It's fantastic.
Rick is at his drum kit, and we have several people in our studio audience with percussion instruments and drums ready to be with all of you at home. So we hope you found that special place to sit and relax and participate with us. First of all, I just want to bring to everyone's mind the intention of what we're going to do. And really, I think for today, being this an introduction of the drum circle and of all of us being together long distance like this, our intention should be first releasing the things that are standing in our way of being together. It may be just our thoughts, things we have to do later on, worries that we may have. And also an intention of connection. For all of us to really connect with our hearts and be together and support each other through the invisible realms, through our own intent, through our energy, through our thoughts. And it's a practice. So this might be your first time practicing something like this. And so as you drum with us, just realize there'll be thoughts going through your mind. And if you have a thought that distracts you from what you're doing, just take a deep breath and allow your thought to flow out. And bring your attention back on the drum again. And this is just a very simple practice where your breath will help you come back to the moment. Okay? So we're going to start with some deep breathing. And so just find a place, just relax. If you have an instrument in your hand or if you have a drum near you, just relax and sit comfortably in your chair and bring your hands in an open position. And take an inhalation through your nose and a deep exhalation out. And an inhalation in and a deep exhalation out. And just continue this breathing and bring your awareness to the chair you're sitting in or the floor that's underneath you. And completely allow your body to be supported by the chair. And realize that the chair is being supported by the floor. And the earth is underneath you, supporting you. Relax your legs. And if you are missing a limb, relax the limb that was there and bring your awareness to the energy body that's there. And with your breath, on your exhale, bring your exhalation into your legs. Relax your low back, all the way up your spine, your shoulders, your neck. Relax your head, even the eyes in your head. And take one last deep breath in through the top of your head. Bring the exhale out, down through your spine, out the soles of your feet, connecting down into the earth. So that's your anchor. And set our intent. I want you to focus on your hands and just bring your hands over your heart or any place you have pain. And take a deep breath into that place. And set your intention of anything you may want to release in this moment throughout our drumming. Any pain, any suffering, any worry for yourself, for your family. And place it into the center of our big circle wherever we are. Just imagine that. And as we begin to drum, I want you to realize that all the rhythms coming out of you and us will be coming from our heart, through our arms, and out of our hands. And if you are missing a limb in your hands, or your arms or hands, know that your energy body will be able to transmit all of the love and the intention that you want to send out today. So I'll take a deep breath, and let's begin. don't forget to breathe. Turn to your intention. Deep breath. Take a deep breath. And sit for a moment in silence, knowing we're all here together. Again, bring your awareness down to your soles of your feet, into your legs, into your torso, your arms, your throat, your head. Take a deep breath, bring oxygen and energy back in. Really appreciating this moment that we can spend together in a place with an open heart. And we look forward to hearing from you. Just give us a call now at 347-843-4903. And we'll be taking your calls. We want to hear your story, hear your experience, anything that you can share with us related to energy and rhythm.
That was fantastic.
We have Kathy on the line. I want to bring her on the call.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy. You there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Lauren. That was great. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Well, I wanted to share a little bit about my experience with energy medicine, if you call it that. I lift weights, and I'm on a team, and I had a guy on my team who said he could help my knee get better if I would trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was just kind of, like, pull his energy together. Didn't really know what he was doing at the time, but he said just let him do it, and he kind of put all his energy over my knee, but he never actually touched my knee, and he said, I'm going to use my energy, and when I'm done, your knee will feel better. And so I don't know what technique he used, but after he did that, my knee did feel better to me anyways, and he's actually a doctor now of chiropractic.
Wow. So what was it? What was your experience of it? I mean, did you have any sensations in your knee?
Well, I felt like a heat.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess just an energy. I didn't really feel like, you know, my knee coming into line or anything
right.
dramatic like that.
Right. Well,
you know, I just kind of felt the little heat.
That's a very common experience for people to experience heat or like a tingling feeling. Also, some people may feel like a cold. So it's very individual of how people experience energy. That's a great story.
And, it is. That's fun. That's fantastic. It's interesting what people can do when they just use their intention like that. It's really profound in a way. But I've experienced it enough to where I know. I know that these things really do work, and I'm really happy that you shared your story. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Do you have any questions?
Thanks for telling your I'm always late on my questions. I can't think of them until after I hang up.
Right.
But I don't know. I just get all starstruck still every time I talk to you guys, so probably just let you go.
No, fantastic. You know what? There's other opportunities, and you can always post questions in other ways on, you know, social sites, this, that, and the other. So, you know, if you do think of anything, you know, just ask away.
Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
I want to mention to anybody listening who is interested in the field of energy medicine, there's a wonderful organization, it's a nonprofit that does specifically research in these fields, and the name of the organization is called ISSEEM, and it's ISSSEEM, the International Society of Subtle Energy and Energy Medicine. I believe I have that right. ISSEEM.com, and so it's just a wonderful resource of the type of studying that's going on, current studies and studies over the past 20, 30 years that have supported the field of energy medicine and energy healing. Still, so many of us think of this as a phenomenon, and you know, very soon we're going to have very, very specific science that are going to be able to support, you know, things like long-distance healing. They're studying it right now. They're studying the effects of one person being, you know, in New York and the other one in China and having, you know, a healing intention and the effects of it and how come that works.
Right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So, I, you know, we're running out of time on the show, and I don't think we'll be able to take anybody else's call because we only have a few minutes, and we do want to pick a winner tonight.
Is it the magic sack time?
I believe it is. I believe. Oh, wait, we have one more call. You know what? Let's just take this last question. I'm not sure I'm going to tell you. I think she's on the phone right now with our producer, Carolyn. But I see her here, and she does want to ask a question. But maybe let's just, you know, Rick.
Yeah.
Why don't you get prepared for this magic sack time?
The magic sack.
Because I think we are going to be giving away this oneness chant CD. And so just get prepared, and I'm going to pick up the line here.
Okay, great.
We have Sharon and Everett on the phone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello. Hi. It's hard to tell if you can hear me. You know, I was listening to the show, and it took me forever to get on, computer problems, you name it. But I'm in recovery from drugs and alcohol, and you keep talking about energy, and I have to say that energy is like the number one thing for recovery as well. I'm seeing it from a different part of life.
Mm-hmm.
But just listening to the music, one of the problems I still have is sleeping.
Right.
Really hard to sleep in still. And in spite of I've graduated from college, you name it, I've done all these things, and I don't sleep. And just listening to that music, I was going out. And I can't explain that.
Great.
But I think it's a wonderful thing. And I don't know, do you find that this type of healing helps in areas of recovery as well?
I think the music, like you suggested, something that's repetitive like that it tends to put you in a zone. I mean, I know exactly what you mean. That kind of music does the same for me. You know, I start to feel relaxed, and it's very easy for me to actually, you know, start to get sleep.
Go ahead. I can continue later.
No. Your experience is what?
Well,
I'm here to learn.
I really understand from working with people in recovery that most people come from a place of trauma, and that's why, you know, we're led into a place of addiction, and it could be something we rarely remember, but it is a traumatic event that usually puts us in a place that we feel abandoned or in a constant state of fear or anger. And when we have those feelings, our body is in a constant state of feeling unsafe. So we don't get to sleep, just is not in our brain cycle, you know. And, you know, our brain is working overtime, you know, looking out to make sure I'm safe. And so we had a show a couple of shows ago about neurofeedback. And how neurofeedback is a wonderful tool to help reset your brain. And also, the music and the drumming has that capacity to reset how your brain is actually working in the moment. So you're not so in that beta state of brain frequency. You get to relax and go into alpha and sometimes even theta state, which is a very deep relaxation.
You know that I just think it's wonderful. I'm open to anything because it's been a year of recovery and working program and you name it. And the sleep comes and goes. And you're right about you're pretty good, man. You're right about not having memory because I don't have any. But it's all the crap's still there, so it doesn't matter. But I appreciate this show very much, and I am glad to have learned from it. And keep going, Rick.
That's fantastic.
Awesome.
Hey, thank you, darling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, it's time to pick our winner for the night.
The lights are kind of dark.
Oh, we need to turn the lights up. We have one of our...
Could somebody...
Here we go.
One of our trusty assistants.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Got to do the dance, Rick.
Come on.
What do you think? I think we're just about ready.
Okay, I've got one. And the winner is... That's so cheesy. Do it again. So fantastic. Cheryl Daly. Yeah, Cheryl Daly.
Cheryl Daly is our winner for tonight. Cheryl, you are the winner of a signed copy of the Oneness Chant CD. So if you need to call, you do need to give us a shout through our through Blog Talk Radio. Give us an email and within in the next hour to receive your gift. So we're looking forward to you contacting us. Thank you, everyone, for listening tonight. We hope you can take this information and this experience with you.
Thank you very much. Fantastic. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Take care and good night.
All right. Good night, guys.